I am broken, shattered, really very tired, very tired. 1st of February, and it's been a busy couple of days. And if I had gone to bed when I wanted to last night, I wouldn't be tired right now. But luckily for me, I bumped into Stephen Fitzpatrick. And, Steve Fitzpatrick. And we went out in Manchester, and he wasn't drinking initially because he'd spent the entire of January dry raising money for charity, which is highly commendable. I just finished a workshop. I really needed a beer. He was okay with that. And he was also very good at not drinking. And then we realised that as I had a couple of beers, we were getting close to midnight. And so he decided, or should I say, we decided that we would break the dryness there and then with a very nice trooper porter, which was 7.2%, probably stronger than I needed at midnight. And Steve also very kindly bought a couple of delicious Scotch whiskies, Scottish whiskies. I can't remember the name of mine, but it was delish, really nice, kind of smooth and creamy, really, not peaty or anything. And that was it. We were the last people in the bar, outside of the bar staff, who had to ask us to leave in the end, just politely, as they cleaned around us. Woke up this morning, got on the train, got back to, oh, that's almost a train sound, And I've done a little bit of work, but it's nothing compared to what I should be. I've been distracted as well this week by, he brushes his hand across it, a purchase. Purchase of a cassette deck, proper kind of separate deck. And you may remember cassettes of being kind of hissy, low quality, rattly things. It was never really any good, and that might be the case when you recorded, you know, music off the radio, start stop record, you know, we created our first mixtapes. But I have been blown away at the quality, such good quality. I've got a couple of original cassettes knocking around. People made me mixtapes, and it even just a bounce down from there, one cassette to this, or someone made me bounce down from some really good record player from vinyl to cassette, and it sounds exquisite. It's a decent cassette player though. Highly recommend, should you be looking at getting, I mean, I've got some, you know, a couple of small Walkman type cassette players, and then not that good. They are cheap and nasty. I couldn't really afford, actually. I think it was £250, the one I really wanted, the Sony one, which I remember had really good heads. But a word of advice, don't get an auto-reverse deck because the heads can become misaligned. So I've just got a standard single deck in what is possibly one of the best brands of cassette decks, which I could never afford back when I was young. But now I picked it up on eBay for a really good price, and it's a Nakamichi BX-125E. Nakamichi BX-125E. Beautiful. Very simple in its, you know, features. It's got a lot of buttons on it still. And it seems to cater for all four types of cassettes. You know, you've got your ferric and then your chrome. Then there was some weird chrome ferric, which never really caught on, so I don't think it has a button for that. So it's going type 1, type 2, and type 4. It skipped out the chrome ferric because I don't think they were made very well. I don't even know what the type 4 is. Metal, just full on metal. And it does make a difference, if it seems, if you select the right button when you're dropping your tape in. And I found a big box of tapes which I couldn't bear to throw away, and I'm going to really embarrass myself right now for anybody that's out there and has actually listened for this long. But 25 years ago, this cassette here was in my hands, and it is a, oh, it's a type 2. Have I got the right button on? You know what? I haven't. Yes, I have. It's a TDK SA100. And it says on it, and I've written in calligraphy or something weird, very badly, Poems 1. I don't remember ever seeing a Poems 2. I think this was the first volume. And I've been listening to, I don't know, over the last couple of days, all these embarrassing little snippets from a person who sounds 25 years younger than me. Because this was recorded in 1992. Do you want a poem? Do you want to hear one? A very badly read, badly written, loosely termed poem that I wrote ages ago. I can't hear you. Just nod violently till your headphones almost fall out if you've got headphones on. Okay, right, here goes. Hang on. It's dark in my shed at the moment. I'll just click the play button.
I want to get it through to you. I want to let you know. I want to get it through to you. Reach for me. Don't go.
Is that
poison
it?
Poison thoughts and strangers' glance.
Yeah, that was
insulting
it.
Insulting stare as my eyes dance. I've been looking for an ally, been looking for a friend, been looking, ever searching where investigations end. Watching initiations with people's feelings, deceptive salutations to dirty dealings.
God, I do sound younger, don't I? Head.
Watch the eyelid.
This sounds negative. Here we go.
Never trust a loosened grip. Never trust at all.
Ooh, check that out. I wasn't very, this has got to be to do with girls. Hang on, I'm just going to stop the cassette player for a moment. Never trust at all. Never trust a loosened grip. Never trust at all. Now, that must be the phobia I once... Not phobia. Handshakes. If someone had a very loose handshake, I was like, oh, don't trust this person. They don't mean it. I've come to learn that some people are just introverted and don't like to attack you with a very strong grip. So I don't judge quite so harshly, but... yeah, I've got a feeling that this cassette tape may have been, you know, created over a period of maybe broken relationships. Who knows? It is fun listening back to yourself 25 years ago, though. And you know, a little bit of you is smug, like it always is when you look back at your youth and go, God, if only I knew then what I knew now. But it's all part of the journey, isn't it? It's all vital. Vital. I was going to drop some of these into my newsletter and type them up, but, you know, they're actually less interesting written on a page than they are when you can actually hear my voice stumbling over a printed page, printed on some whatever computer I had, a Toshiba Satellite Pro, was it, 25 years ago? Did I even have a computer back then? You know, I'm not sure if I actually bothered with them. Spectrum was before that, but actual like printed type, yeah, it must have been just a desktop PC thing, surely. 1992. Oh wow. Anyway, I won't bore you anymore. I'll probably be writing up a little bit about the Nakamichi, and oh yes, I will be. I found a cassette tape with one song on, and it's called Dead Puppy Blues, and you can hear the cassette rattling there. And I've managed to digitise it from the cassette very easily. And I'm going to drop that into my newsletter. It is dark. And if you are wondering what my newsletter is, I've mentioned it many times and it seems one of the only things I talk about on Audio Boom now. And that is, it's actually on ourmaninside.com now, my original blog URL. ourmaninside.com should link to my newsletter should you want to subscribe. It's mostly a diary. It's not really selling anything. I drop a few tips and tools and stuff, but it's just me banging on about my life like a blogger does, like a person who thinks everybody else is interested in their life does. Delusions of grandeur, I should have called it, or gas masks and survival kits, the way the current Climate is going. Don't start talking politics. Move along now. Move along. Right. I'm just shimmying my brain into another gear because it is bedtime. It sounds like my hard drives have finished backing up. And this is the first day of February. February, if you look at the hashtag February. I don't think I've ever partook. But as I'm doing a recording at the beginning of February, maybe I should continue and try and do one every day. Can you handle that? Can you handle that in your feeds if some random bit of audio just landed on your device of choice or your podcatcher every day this month? God. I couldn't help but notice that something popped up on Twitter with Audioboo giving top tips for people who wanted to podcast. And I'm like, oh, back to the old podcasting now. Giving up on all the other stuff you were dabbling in. Now that podcasting is cool again and there seems to be a bit of an explosion in audio. But be warned, those invest in massive amounts in an attempt to earn massive amounts from this newfound explosion of podcast listeners are finding that they are having to shut down some of their productions because it may have peaked or they may have just attempted to grow too fast like most startups do. So I'm always enjoyed sharing audio. It's really the first thing I did on the internet outside of dabbling with, you know, HTML coding a couple of pages of text. But yeah, it's the first media that really got me excited. What with me dabbling in music and cassette tapes, as you can see, in 1992, I'm recording cassette tapes of poems and my thoughts. And before that, even, I was recording random stuff in on a micro cassette in India and places like that, which I may try to digitize if only I can get the pitch right. And it's a bit weird sounding because I don't know, I can't get hold of a good micro cassette recorder. But wow, that was a night of weird psychedelia. Maybe I should get that on the internet. Maybe I should keep it well away. Okay, I might call this verbal diarrhea, because that's what I've got. Thanks for listening, because I just can't imagine you're even here right at the end. If you are, wow. Yeah, I've said that a few times in my 1,900 and something audio booms on this particular channel. So glad they're still going. I really am glad they're still going. Fingers crossed they last till the end of February at least. All the best.